So let's review. The Gemara introduces a discussion regarding the Issa of HaMafatim Es HaShemen Vasach Es HaShemen HaMishcha. One who duplicated the Shemen HaMishcha, or he smeared himself with the genuine Shemen HaMishcha. If it was B'mezid, it's Chayev Karas, and if it was B'shagi, it's Chayev Chatas. The Braisa states, HaMafatim Es HaShemen Losuch Chayev. If one duplicated the Shemen HaMishcha to smear himself, he's liable. However, Vahasach Mimenu Pater. One who smears himself with the duplicated Shemen HaMishcha is not liable. Lafisha in Chayav and Ela Al Sicha Shemen HaMishcha Sha'asa Meishel Bavad. Because the Issa Sicha applies only to the Shemen HaMishcha of Meishel Rabbein. However, Lilmud Bay Oyla Meishel Litzibur Pater. If one duplicates the Shemen HaMishcha to learn how it's done or to donate it to the public, he's not liable because there is a Xerishav of the word Maskunasai. The pasuk of Shemen HaMishcha states of Maskunta Leisasa Kamayu. The pasuk of Keteri states Maskunta Leisasa Lechem, and the word Lechem teaches Lechem Hudasar of Lamasla Tzibba Pater. One is liable only for personal use but not for public use. But even so, there's a distinction between Shemen HaMishcha and Keteri in that regarding Shemen Shepitma Lechetzin Pater. One who duplicates the Shemen HaMishcha and only half the amount is not liable because the pasuk states of Maskunasa Leisasa Kamayu. The word Kamayu teaches Kamayu Hudasar of Lechetzin Shabadami. While regarding Keteri Shepitma Lechetzin, Chayev. One who duplicates the keteris in half the amount is liable because the pasuk says v'akateris asher tase. The word tase teaches kol asi the keteris, any keteris that can be used for akhtara. And efshed demak the pras shachris the fras bin abayim. They would burn half a month of keteris twice a day. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that elaborates on the contents of the Shemen HaMishcha. Murderer, heimeis, kida heimeis, kinman besim heimeis, v'knei besim chamishim umesayim. Nimtza. Kulam elef v'shiva meis v'chamishim. In all, the Shemen HaMishcha contained 1,750 mana. As the Gemara explains, kinam on besen hey meis, because the pasuk states machtzise chamishim u'masayim. The word machtzise implies that they made two portions of kinam on besen that were each 250 mana in order to gain the hechra, the additional heaping of the second measurement. While kinei besim chamishim u'masayim, because the pasuk states only v'kinei besim chamishim u'masayim without the word machtzise. The Gemara cites a braisa with a machlekes regarding the process of preparing the Shemen HaMishcha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shemen HaMishcha shasa meishe b'midbar, hayu mishalka imei karn. The roots of the besamim were cooked in the oil, which thus absorbed the scent of the besam. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, v'alei losacha yikarn en enes sipik. The 12 lug of oil was not enough even to smear the besam, and certainly not to cook them. The Rabbi Yossi says, heviyo yikarn b'sharn b'mayim. The roots of the besam were first soaked in water to prevent them from absorbing the oil. After being removed from the water, the oil was sprinkled on them to absorb the scent, and the oil was then immediately removed from the besam. Rabbi Yehuda holds shalkem b'yasei karm. They did cook the roots in the oil, but they did not absorb all the oil because nisim harben nasu b'mitchalas avat seife. This was one of the many miracles that occurred with the 12 log of the Shemen HaMishcha from beginning to end as follows. The process of the Shemen HaMishcha started out with only 12 lug of oil. And even though through cooking, much of it should have become absorbed into the pot and into the besamim and evaporated from the heat, nevertheless, Uvaynim Shach Mishkan Bekelim, Aaron Ivanov Kozan Yemeyam Lurim, Uvaynim Shachukam Gedoyim Umalachim. The Shemen HaMishcha was enough to anoint the entire Mishkan and all its utensils, Aaron and his four sons, for the 7 days of the Milum, and afterward the Shemen HaMishcha was used to anoint all the future Kohanim Gedolim and kings, and after all that, Bekulei Kaim Lasalavi. All 12 lug remained intact and will be used again in the times to come, as the Pasuk says, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yeh Zeh Lila Derisechem, Zeh Begamatri Yud Beis Lug and Havin. The numerical value of the letters Zeh equals 12, and all of it will last for generations. The Mishnah said, and the Bryce elaborates, Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol toin Mashiach. The son of a Kohen Gadol requires Mashiach when he becomes Kohen Gadol, because the Pasuk states, V'Kohen HaMashiach tachtav mi banav. The superfluous word HaMashiach teaches that filo mi banav. Hahu demashach have a Kohen Gadol. Even though he's taking over the position from his father, the previous Kohen Gadol, he requires Mashiach because it's not considered an inheritance. However, ve'ein Mashiach melech ben melech. The son of a king does not require Mashiach when he becomes a king because the Pasuk states, L'man yarech yamal mamachtoi hu uvanav bekerv Yisrael. The Pasuk implies, Yerushahi, the position of king, is an inheritance from father to son. However, if two sons of a king fought for the position, the one who was ultimately chosen does require Mashiach, because the Pasuk concludes, Hu uvanav bekerv Yisrael, bezman shasholem b'Yisrael. Only during times of peace does the son inherit the position and become king without Mashiach. Also, Malchi beis David Mashiach, ve'in Malchi Yisrael Mashiach. Only the kings of the house of David were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, but the other kings were not anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, because when Hashem commanded Shmuel HaNavi to anoint David as king, the Pasuk states, Ku Mashiachu ki zehu. Zetoin Mashiacha, Vein Achartoin Mashiacha. The Gemara proceeds with another braisa that discusses Mashiach's Kam Gedolim Umalachim. the anointing of the Kohen Gadol and king with the Shemen HaMeshcha. Meichchen Nesem Malachim Kimin Nezer. The head of the king was smeared all around like a crown. Ve'ese Kahanim Kimin Ki Yevani. Also referred to as Kuf Yevani. The head of the Kohen Gadol was smeared on three sides like the Greek letter Chi, similar to our letter Chaf, but with one leg shorter than the other. As Rashi explains, Matik Shemen Al Reishe Ve'achkach Bin Risei Einav. U'mitzarfen Be'etzboi Derech HaPadachas. He pours oil on his head and then between his eyebrows and then connects them with his finger on the forehead. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes regarding Mashiach's Kohen Gadol. One braisa holds, Betchila Matzik Shemen al Reisha, Ve'achkeach Noisun Leishemen Ben Risei Einav. First they poured the oil onto his head, and then smeared the oil between his eyebrows, because Yitzika takes precedence, since it's mentioned first in the following pasuk. Ve'yitzik Mishemen HaMishcha al Reisha Aaron, Ve'yimshach Eisa Lekadshay. While the other braisa holds vice versa. Betchila Noisun Leishemen Ben Risei Einav, Ve'achkeach Matzik Leishemen al Reisha. First they smeared the oil between his eyebrows, and then poured the oil onto his head, because Mashiach takes precedence, as we see that for the Kli Sharis, there was only Mashiach but no Yitzika. The Brisa now proceeds with Mashiach's Malachim. Ein Moshchenes Malachim Ela Alma Ein Kedei Shetimashach Malchusim. The kings were anointed only near a spring as a good omen that their reign should continue like flowing water. The Gemara mentions another feature of Mashiach Bekeren. The king was anointed with oil kept in a horn, as Chana prophesies about her son Shmuel Hanavi. Rama Karni Belekai, which implies Rama Karni, Vlei Rama Pachi. Those who Shmuel anointed with oil from a horn were successful, but those who were anointed with oil from a jug were not successful. As we see that David Shlemish Nimshchu Bekeren Nimshcha Machusa. David and Shlem, who were anointed from a horn, their reign extended to their descendants, while Shal and Yehu, Shenimshchu Minapach, Leinimshcha Machusa. Shal and Yehu, who were anointed from a jug, their reign did not extend to their descendants. The Gemara mentions other simanim indications for the way future events will turn out, and concludes with our well-known minig of eating simanim on Rosh Hashanah. Amar Abaye, Hashtad Amrit Simnim Milsehi, Yehragul Lamechel Bereishata, Kara Verubia Karti Vesilke Vetamri. On Rosh Hashanah, one should eat gourd, fenugreek, leek, beets, and dates as a good omen for the new year.